work himself, did he?
Or he done himself first, I guess you'd say.
Okay. Or using the word help, you say, since he had already
helped himself.
Okay. If someone offers you some food and you decide you don't want it, you say, no thank you.
I don't care for any.
Okay. And if food's been cooked and served a second time?
Warmed over.
Okay. You put food in your mouth and then you begin to
chew it.
Okay. See, this is things that peas and carrots and beets and so forth, you call those.
What do you call them?
Yeah.
But you mean there's three or four different ones to get and call them something?
Yeah, I'm thinking of the word vegetables.
Oh, yeah. Call them vegetables.
What if they're grown at home?
Where are they grown at?
Well, you have a different name depending on whether you grew them yourself or whether you bought them.
No, I wouldn't. If I went to, grow them myself, I'd call them, like I said, beets or cucumbers or squash or okra or whatnot. And if I went to the store, I'd what I'd ask for. Try to find.
I think you mentioned, I don't think it's on the tape, but I think you mentioned the word truck. Or something.
Now what?
The word truck, something like that.
Oh.
Farm, would you say
there, we have the truck farming.
What's that mean?
Well, they raise our neighbor here. He truck farmed every year. He plants a little of everything, casts to market, sells it.
Uh-huh.
Yes. He plants corn, tomatoes, squash, cucumbers, okra, beans, potatoes, onions. Everything. Mm-hmm. And picks it and cares it. I call it truck garden.
Do you call the stuff he grows trucks?
The vegetables. Call it vegetables and truck garden.
I see. Okay, this is something that's made from people take ashes and get this lime and then take corn.
Make hominy.
Okay. And this is a starch that you can eat it. It's from a grain. And it takes a lot of water to grow this. So they don't grow it much around here. But they grow it further down south, I think. And people in China and Japan eat it a lot.
Right.
Okay. And do you have any names for alcohol that's cheap whiskey or homemade beer?
They were getting that way.
Jenny, what do you call cheap whiskey or homemade beer? It's not legal, yeah.
Oh, moonshine.
Okay. Any other name?
White Lightning, some of them call it that. I've heard them call it. I don't know. The moonshine, White Lightning, whiskey.
They have any of that around here?
Sour Mash. I've heard them call it. I never have seen it. Never have been. Other people made it. I lived with my father one. And my home burned up there when children was little. This fellow made wasn't too far from me. We could just almost taste it. And people, we could be coming by the road there all night, keep us awake all night and going in there and getting it.
Yeah.
I had to do about much to keep my boy from going out there. They thought there was something going on, and they wouldn't call and let them go. And I got this fellow moved. I told him, I said, now these kids are raising sand about it. And they're going to go, if they ever go out there, my children. I said, they won't go out there. It says something going on. They won't see what it is. I said, now you better move it out.
Yeah.
Because they're going to tell it in school that there's something going on up there. And I won't let them go out there and look at it, see about it. They want to go check on it. I better get out. So one night they moved all night and hauled it away. I said, I don't want to care. They didn't care. This was just the way my children wouldn't go out there and see it.
Yeah.
Oh, why are you just tasting it? That make you know that stuff cooking just